it's coming right for us. Right for us.
Dan Hampton.
Guys, I can't take
Obi.
It.
It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay. Goss.
Hey, what's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Cut down there.
An OP show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Good afternoon, 720 WGN and CLTV until 4. Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. As you probably know, the Bears and Steelers are still going 17 apiece with a little more than a minute to go. The Bears with the football at around midfield. So trying somehow, some way to get into field goal range and kick a field goal to win the game. But it's 4th and 2 with exactly a minute to go. And I assume that the Bears are probably going to end up punting here, which they will, and so the Steelers are going to have a shot at somehow, some way, driving about, oh, call it 60 yards and attempt their own field goal with a minute to go. The Bears should not be in this position right now. The Bears, I've never seen anything quite like what we saw today. It was a 14-7 Bears lead right before the half. The Steelers were lining up to kick a field goal. The Bears blocked the field goal. Marcus Cooper Sr., who is a Bears cornerback, used to play for the Chiefs, used to play for the Cardinals, he scoops up the block, and he is running uncontested to the end zone. It's going to be a touchdown. The Bears are going to go into the half up 21-7. On the Pittsburgh Steelers, arguably a top five team in the NFL. Some people think they're the best team in the AFC. Now, Pittsburgh's also known to show up or not show up on the road at least once a year, and that was today. But for whatever reason, Marcus Cooper Sr. slowed down and basically stopped at the 1 yard line.
And that's just a bad play. It's a horrible play.
I'm watching it like everybody else, and I'm thinking, what are you doing? Like, I didn't think he knew the rule that if he went into the end zone, it was a touchdown. I thought that he just thought that he had run enough and the half was over. Because who would stop short 1 yard of the end zone if you knew that it was a touchdown? That makes no sense. But I guess he was going to, I don't know, fall into the end zone and do some method of showmanship. I have no idea. It was bizarre. And so the Steelers hustling down on the play, tackle him. He fumbles. The Steelers bat the ball out of the end zone, and by rule, the ball gets marked back where he fumbled. Nobody knew that rule, by the way. The officials didn't know that rule. They had to, like, call up New York. It was a long discussion. This is the reason why I'm on right now, and Hamp and OB and Kaz are still watching the game, because it took forever. And there's 22 seconds to go. If anything happens, I'll update you. 17-17, Steelers have the ball on their own 31. So, by rule, the Bears got the ball back on the half-yard line. The half-yard line, one play, no time on the clock. You're playing the Steelers, might as well go for it. And then in typical, this will be 7 years in a row, the Bears not making the playoffs. In typical Bears fashion, they false start. It was unbelievable. Drop it back 5 yards. And so they ended up kicking the field goal. And instead of being up 21-7 at the half, it was 17-7. And now the Bears haven't scored in the second half. And it looks like we're going to be going overtime. Kaz, you joining me, my friend? You can if you'd like. I can hear. You good over there?
Maybe. I'm trying to figure out why this feels like it's squeezing me right now.
Here, you take your time. Let me know when you're ready over there. So here we are now going to a 10-minute overtime, 17 apiece. I mean, this should not be going on right now. Now what? Go ahead, Kaz.
No, it should not. And unfortunately, as we've talked about for the first two weeks on this show, the lack of fundamentals that this team doesn't possess, the skills that you need to do the little things right so that you can win consistently. And as Dan has phrased it in the past, or last week, what did we call him? The bumbling loafer, John Fox. And it literally, this team has taken on almost that attitude. It's a strange thing to watch.
And this wasn't even bumbling. This is just, I can't even explain it. Head not in the game, not knowing the rules. I thought that he didn't realize it was going to be a touchdown, but when he's knocked down on the ground and the ball gets batted out of the end zone, Cooper Sr. is signaling touchdown.
Because he thought he got over.
He thought he got over the line. Now, we've seen this. You know, Leon Lett did it in a Super Bowl game where he held the ball out and he ended up, the Bills were able to strip it from him. It didn't matter. The Cowboys were up 52-17.
Well, this was a 14-point swing in the game.
I mean, just,
you know, for all intents and purposes, actually, I would say 10 points, correct? Because
10 points.
They were kicking the field goal for three, Pittsburgh, and then you have a touchdown, a give-me touchdown for the Bears. So,
right. Yeah,
it wasn't a smart play, but this fits right into the whole scheme of what we talk about. Poor fundamentals, poor execution, poor details, poor planning. Everything about it was wrong. There's just no, you know, it was like he was going to stop and then fall into the end zone, I suppose, Ed. I don't know. I mean, I just don't get what he was doing.
Well, you know, I was to what I'm surprised about is the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, people were, Danny's got them picked to go to the Super Bowl, and people were talking about, you know, Big Ben's on his game. They have a great receiver in Brown. They're 2-0. They're coming in here. They're playing a team that can't find their way out of a huddle.
And we're in overtime now.
Yeah, and we're in overtime. It's unbelievable. But the Bears, thank God, they're still in it. They could win it. But they've gotten every break, and Dan and I and Glenn will talk about that. Every call, it's absolutely unbelievable. But anyway, it is what it is, and we have a chance to win a game at home in front of our fans. And finally,
it's been a long time since that has happened.
1-3. Oh my God!
I mean, the Pittsburgh has this history. Last year, they were 4-1, lost to the 1-4 Dolphins, 30-15. 2015, they were 9-5. They lost to the Ravens, who were 4-10 at the time, 20-10.
Were those away games?
Not sure if it was home or road. OB. I can look it up.
For some reason, the Steelers have and, way you know, of playing the, down.
Right. Most of these are road games. Most of these are road games. 2014, 7-4, lost to the 4-7 Saints. 6-3 Steelers in 2014, lost to the 1-8 Jets. So they've been known to do this.
Delay a stinker. Right.
And they're doing it today, and the Bears are trying to take it, but they're also trying to give it away at the same time.
But also, like Dan and I were sitting there looking, Glenn, I'm telling you, every flag that was called and ones that weren't were unbelievable, especially pass interference on our part. They were not called. But anyway, like I said, all in all, my God, we're in overtime. We have a chance to win again at home, and let's see what can be done. Now, this thing about could have, would have, should have, whatever, we were in the game, we could have won the game if we lose. No. The fact of the matter is, you lost the game.
Yeah, you win or you lose.
So let's say we won the game today. We won the damn game.
Well, he just scatted the little scat back. Is going to take it for a touchdown. And got away with a hold, I might add, too, on the edge with no penalty.
Yeah, I believe no penalty, right?
The cornerback got drugged down.
So we're going to come back in a second here. But apparently, Tariq Cohn has just run 70-some-odd yards in overtime, which the first time you get the ball in overtime, if you score a touchdown,
it's
the game
over.
Is over.
Game's done.
And the Bears are celebrating, and the Bears, there are still conversations going on here, but it looks like the Bears are going to be on the board in 2017 with a victory. They're taking a look to see if he stepped out of bounds.
He did.
Yeah. You cannot touch that white line.
I don't know.
We'll see. It'll be interesting. I mean, every call has gone for the Bears today, so
why
I'm
not
gonna
this
venture
one? Why not
to
this
say
one?
That this one will also go for the Bears.
Let's take a quick timeout. We'll come on back. Hampton will be with Kaz, presented by ChevyDrivesChicago.com. We're going to be with you till 6 o'clock today. And a reminder, thanks to the great people at Mr. Submarine. Good food at a tasty price. That's Mr. Submarine.
You betcha.
We crushed some Mr. Submarine today.
Four sandwiches.
Four for you, OB?
Four for me.
I went for two, and I had an apple pie and I had a chip. It was delicious. Grab a sub packed with delicious meat, cheese, and veggies on fresh-baked Toronto bread. All right, we're coming right on back. 720 WGN and CLTV till 4.
Back to the Chevy Hampton OB Show with Kaz, sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN.
Now we got a good news, bad news for you here.
I got to tell you, I cannot believe the holding that the Bears are getting away with right now on the field. It's amazing.
Tariq Cohen was ruled out. He stepped out at the 37-yard line, so no touchdown. But the Bears do have the ball, and now Jordan Howard's got him inside the 20.
Yep.
So they still do need to score a touchdown here
to win
the game.
Right.
So and Jordan Howard's had an excellent game, a bounce-back game from him. 59 yards total coming into the year. In two games, he's well over 100 today. I don't know. The whole thing is bizarre. What's going on today? I'm curious, OB. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
It's an OB Bears team, and you had a guy like Marcus Cooper Sr. pick up a blocked field goal, and he ran and he stopped at the 1 yard line and got tackled. And you're going to the locker room, and you should be up 21-7, and you're up 17-7. What do you do to that guy? Do you dress him down or you just leave him be?
Well, absolutely. You got to take him. You got to correct it. It was a giant mistake. And as far as I'm concerned, the Bears shouldn't have got that kick. The game should have been over. Period.
Halftime.
I mean, at halftime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should have been over.
Of course.
How do you stop? I believe there wasn't any time left.
Oh,
it doesn't matter.
I see what you're saying. But regardless, I mean, here's
you
a
mean,
guy.
What would I do to the kid if I was a coach?
Yeah.
You got to sit him down.
Oh my goodness.
Immediately.
They scored and there was no holding call again. I'm amazed at what these refs are. I mean, this is a shocker of shockers.
So Jordan Howard just ran 17 yards basically untouched for 19 yards basically untouched for a touchdown. Mike Tomlin is shaking hands with John Fox. And the Chicago Bears have their first victory of 2017.
How about the first one in the month of September under the reign of terror of John Fox?
Just got John Fox for another 3 years.
Now, check this out, though, guys. Watch this last play. Now, here's point of the play.
That's holding.
Yes. Referee, this is for the touchdown.
Right there.
Right here,
this is turning
right
into,
now.
That's holding.
I mean, it's insane.
And the ref is right there.
Guys, this is turning into...
You got to be kidding me.
World Wrestling Federation. I'm not kidding you. I mean, hey.
Jesus.
The Bears win today.
I'm happy. I'm thrilled. But go on.
It's a W. It's in the books. First one in September in the John Fox era. But I got to tell you, I mean, I just, you know... At some point, you know, you try to think, okay, this is a way things should kind of play out and all that. But I got to tell you, hey, they won today, but they got a lot of help. They got a lot of help. You know what I'm saying? There was a PI call early on. There was a roughing the quarterback call that wasn't roughing the quarterback. There was, you know, some other calls. But ultimately, hey. All I can tell you is, you know, and just to kind of tag on the Marcus Cooper Sr. little debacle where
the Cooper blooper?
He shut down during the course of an NFL play. I don't know if I've ever seen that. You know, I know that, you know, some of the other showboat guys over the years have done that, and they show it, you know, so many times on instant replay, that I think anybody with any kind of aptitude would say, the last thing I ever want to do is be caught guilty of that and, you know, make myself look like a fool by somebody else, like the Leon Lett play and all that crap from 20 years ago. And yet, here we go. One of the players the Bears signed out of free agency, Marcus Cooper Sr., he does it. And as you said, OB, you know, it was a very liberal interpretation by the officials.
Oh, my Lord.
That gave us a gift of 3 points.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. You know, you've heard me talk about this John Fox and his staff, his position coaches. I can guarantee you, you get a high school coach on, when they go with the receivers, they have to know the rules, especially where you're out of bounds or near out of bounds, what the rules are. And what do you think the thing is that they tell them the most? Go to the end zone. You run into the end zone. It doesn't matter if you're a defensive back or an offensive back or a receiver. This guy, don't tell me somebody in that coaching staff never told him what to do, because only a moron would make a move like he did.
But, you know, I think it is just basically an indicator of the very lackadaisical
coaching,
bumbling style of this team.
Yep.
You know, blown plays don't matter. Hey, we congratulate guys that get their ass whipped on a block. We don't challenge them and say that's not good enough. You know, I saw the players over there patting the guy on the back. I would have been punching him in the throat. I would be saying, "What are you doing? What are you doing?"
Mean, absolutely nuts.
Again, I'm mystified by the whole thing.
Well, damn it, we finally won a football game at home in front of these fans that have been standing behind this ill-coached team, and it's I'm so happy for the fans, and actually happy for the players.
Yep.
I just hope we didn't get Fox an extension.
I don't think we did. 23-17, the final in overtime. Bears beat the Steelers. We are with you till 6. 312-981-7200. Jump on in. 312-981-7200. Let's celebrate a Bears victory. The Hamp and OB Show with Kaz, presented by ChevyDrivesChicago.com. We'll give you some of the numbers coming on back here and take your reaction. Mike Glennon. Well, there.
No, hey, I've got 3 hours of Mike Glennon, and it's not good.
720 WGN and CLTV.